Torah to tell you that he's shayach to people to be Eimed on the Torah. And the Mela did, if Klai Yisrael has a chelik in that Torah, the stira almost in line to line, is it a Torah that's beyond us? Hayin mi tishurecha? Or is it Ashrei Om Lendim Sedecha? Here's another stanza in the beginning. It says, Moishav Tov Yishavta, you went to a good place to dwell, Yoyim Nasta Yom HaShabarachta, on the day that you ran away, V'me'oras Tsurim Shamarta, in the Myra, in the cave where you stayed, Shom Konisa Hoidra Vadarecha. That's where you were Zeicha to your Hoid and Hodim. I mean, we'd understand that if we would say that it was Zeicha to Torah over there, the Hoid and Hodim, which were not clear, where's this Hoid of Shemichoi, what are we talking about? He got because he went off to the Myra to learn. So the Hoid and Hodim that he was training that Myra, obviously is his Torah. And the Shailas, so his Torah and his Zarga has to do with the Hoid and Hodim. Of the midas that the spheres, Oima, each week is connected another mid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The week of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the mida is called Hoid, and the day of Lag BaOmer is connected the mida of Hoid Shebehoid. So in other words, Hoid is a mida that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's mida, and that's what he was kainah. That's the darga he was kainah. So I'm trying to understand the Hoid and Hoda that he was kainah. Understanding what that means. What's that chelik of Torah that the meat of it is hoid and hada? Another nekuda about this chelik of Torah, it says, Darizal says in the Shah Gulgulim, when he speaks, he says a person who's not mashlim is avoided in this world might have to come back and be mashlim again. Those are nyanim that we're not Torahish, we don't understand Yonim Gulgulim. But come on, Darizal says, it's Tayag mitzvahs. And if a person is not mekayim them, b'dibu machshava ma'isa, then somewhere along the line he has to be metakin it. A person has to be mashlim himself in these inyanim. There's one other thing. It says if a person doesn't learn in pshat and in remesh and in drush and in soid, it's also the same thing. So it's strange. I mean, we know the mashal ayin ponim b'teira, memtes ponim taira, memtes ponim tuma. They're different oifanim. Torah has a lot of different ifanim. It wouldn't say any place that somebody who's not oisig in ayin panim Torah, he has to come back. Because hagufa, ayin panim b'Torah is everybody's different chelik in Torah. There's different facets in Torah. Every person has different chelik in Torah. These inyanim, pshat and remez and drush and soid, is shayach to everybody's Torah, and everybody has to go through it. And the shayla is again, not everybody is shayach to it. Yechidei school only are supposed to learn these inyanim. So how is it shayach that a person is midrash to learn those inyanim? There's Yerushalmi that says that it says in the old days the Rebbeim used to sit the Talmidim and be koivea the different dargis of who belongs where, which Talmud sits where. So it says that Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai sat them down and he put Reb Meir before Reb Shimon. So Niskar Kimu Panav, Reb Shimon got very embarrassed that Reb Meir sitting ahead of him. So I think it says Reb Akiva told him, Dayach, it's enough, Shaniyu Baracha Makirin Koychacha, that me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are Makirin Yokoyach. You don't need everybody else to be Makirin. That's Pashit, that when we're talking about the Kadosh Elyon, that it says, Ayin Loite Shurecha, we're not talking about a jostling for COVID. He wanted to sit a seat ahead, and he was embarrassed that he came first. And he comforted him, and he said, it's enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know who you are and what you are. But I say there was a shaila here in the Mokum of Shimon Bar Yochai's Torah, in where Shimon Bar Yochai was supposed to be seated. And the tsar was on where that chelik of Torah has a mokim, and on that Rebbe Akiva answered him. And even though these are yonim that are mufla from us, but if there is a kesha, and it says that everybody has to have some negiyah to these yonim, there's a facet in these yonim that have a shaykhus to us, even wherever we're holding. Let's try to understand the chalal. The ayin pan matayra are easy to understand. It's different facets, like a diamond that has different facets. And each facet, if you look at a different side, it has a different, little bit of different glow, a little bit of different shine. Those are ayin pan matayra. Memtes panim, memtes panim. What is the four part of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid are four madregas of what? Where are they going to? No, four dargas in what dimension? What's the Briach HaTichon of these four in Yonim, that these are four different dargas of something? So the Pshat like this. Just like a person's Metzius is a Metzius of layers of Neshama and personality and so on, the outside is a Guf, and there's a Nefesh inside of that, and there's a Ruach and a Neshama and so on. Each one a deeper layer in a person. There's a deeper, the Torah also goes in layers. The measure of depth is how much expression on the outside is there, in the words, is there of the Teichin. How much does the, any blemish in the Guf is immediately evident on the person's skin. A person has a cut, you see it on the skin. A person has a wounded nefesh, you see it on the face. A person has a deeper akmimus in his neshama, so only a big person can notice it on the person, maybe something about the person that's not beseder, and so on. In Torah, there's depth. The mahalchim of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid are mahalchim of how much is the pnim shayach, the teichin shayach to the chutz. Olam Pshat is kol kulei kasha. The words are the meaning, and the meaning is the words. Everything that's in Pshat says, and everything that says is Pshat. Remez, it doesn't say it in the words. The word is a gematria, the word is a nutrikin. The letters in the they don't convey it in the goof of it, but the letter itself is kaveya the teichin of it. That's remez. Drush is where the teichin it has to be expanded. There's no remozim, the letters are no dots on the word, there are no gematrias, but you makish it niseichel from one place to another place, you maksha, you metaret. Drush is where teichin wise what it means and what it's there is linked. Soid doesn't have a bitui in words. The soid doesn't lay in the words at all. It's like a neshama that it says neshama today is mushed from the guf. The neshama is not tied to the guf today. It's a darga that's bechlau minutik from the guf kimat. And b'meila, in four dargas of from outside, from the physical word to the meaning of it, those are the four dargas of Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Soid. The Mishnah says, and in Chagiga, there's a Mishnah that says that there are different. The Mishnah says there are different dargas. The Mishnah says there are some halachis that there's a ribuy of ksuvim, and most of it's written, and some halachis it says akeharim atluyim besara. They're like big mountains on a hair. And some halachas it says is perchim ba'avir. In other words, the level of kesha between the halacha to the pasuk is a hagdara of Torah. There is a lot of ksuvim and miyat halachas. There is a ribui halachas on miyat ksuvim, which would be remez and drushin. And then there's perchim ba'avir, which is a gedar of sight. That's why in these in Yonim it says, the Mishnah says in Chagiga, in the third parak, it says that you can teach in Yonim of Soid, not even Maisa Markava is taught only to a person, to one person at a time. You can't teach it to him, except if he's a Chacham, Umeivin Me'atzmoy, then you Megala to him Rashi Prakim. In other words, it's the Pshat, it can't be taught in words, because it has no words. And the Mela, the only way to teach it is to teach it by pointing the road. You take a person and you point an arrow and you say, think about this, think about this, think about this. And the hemshech of it is the soid of the inyan. Since soid has no words, then b'meila can't be taught with words. And if the person is not a mevi mi'atzma, it's a brachal vatala to teach him soid. There is no soid. And b'meila, you have to point the way to him, and where his avona goes unaccompanied by words, that's where you get to the olam ha'soid. The darga, there's two types of yofi that in Lashon Kodesh. There's yofi and there is hoyt. The chiluk between yofi and hoyt is yofi is a beauty that attracts. Hoyt is a beauty that throws you back, that you're awestruck by it. Yoifi is Moshech. Hoid, it says, Yorul Ageshes, Kikoran Hoid Panach. The Hoid of Moshe Rabbeinu was a Hoid that it was impossible to get close to him because it overwhelmed you. Where did Moshe Rabbeinu's Hoid come from? Where did his Koran Panach come from? So Chazal say it was from the Tipas Yoi that wasn't written in the Torah, that's where the oil came from. In other words, the chelik of Torah that can't be put into words is where the hoyt comes from. For the person that's a maimik, you understand that the chelik, the part of a person that's shayach to a kesher to somebody, Yoifi portrays it bechisonius. The chelik that has the part of a person that he can share with someone else expresses itself in Yoifi, because Yoifi is projects the sharing. Yoifi is what's meishach the sharing with someone else. The part of the person that can't be shared with someone else, the part of the person that's la'atzmai projects hoid, which is a Yoifi that says stay away, which says ayin lo tishurecha. That's the hoyt. So the chelik of Torah that words has a din of ksiva tama, it has a din of yoifi in its ksiva. The sporek achama yofik alavonot. The chelik of Torah that's not shayach to diburim, that each person has in his own, that chelik is shayach. That chelik brings out, shines out as hoyt. It shines out as a ha'orah that keeps a person away. Don't get close. Al tigash haloim, because you're coming to a place that's not shayach to you. That hoyd is the projection of that chelik of Torah that is not given in words. Moshe, when Reb Meir was the one in Torah's nigla, Reb Meir was the god lador. It says Golav Yadua with the Mishama Vayoilam that Ain Badoira Kimoy Rav Meir, Velomale Kova Locha Kimoisoi, Shein Chaver of Yodan Saif Daitai. In other words, Rav Meir is the ultimate in das that shayach to everybody. It's shayach to everybody. It's of the das that everybody shares, but it's much further than everybody else. So it's along the same mahalach, but it's a much further mahalach than they can go. So in the olam of nigla, in the olam that everybody has a shaykhus to, the covet of Torah is that Reb Meir should sit first. That's the covet of Torah, because it projects the chelik of Torah that everybody is meshutif to, Reb Meir is first. Reb Shimon's chelik of Torah is dayoch shani v'bayracha makir nes kreichacha. It's faket. The chelik of Torah Reb Shimon can't be nizgala. The covet of that chelik is that it's best Torah. The covet of the chelik is that no one else has a shaykhus with at all. Reb Meir's Torah, they have a shaykhus too, but they don't go as far as Reb Meir. Reb Meir first. Reb Shimon's Torah is a Torah that's himself, and it's not shaykh to anyone else. And that's why it stands in Dayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and yourself are maki who you are. Adkan the inyanim that are shayach for Torah's Asayid B'Klal Yusa. But like we asked before, Lamaisa, there's a Tzvi on everybody's voice in Torah's Asayid. And the Shaila is, Mechateisa, Torah's Asayid is beyond us, and so on. The Torah is, Torah's Asayid is not Mugbal to Kabbalah. The way we understand it is, Torah's Asayid is a dimension in every Torah. And when a person is mevar an inyan, and he puts it down b'ksav, and that is pshat, the person is mevar an inyan, and the person gave it to his clear, and he lined up the halacha with a behirus, that belongs to ilm pshat. The person makes two shtels, and he's makish to other inyanim, and he brings rice to other inyanim, it brings it to ilm adrush. But when a person takes an inyan, and he harvests on it, and harvests on it, and harvests on it, and after the shtickle tayr that he has, and after the rayas, and after the chachis, a person who's amul b'tayrah has in itself, has a tam that's only for himself. Past the point of what's shareable with other people, a person has a tfisa and avana that's shaykh to himself. That's the chelik of tayrah that's called sight. It could be in Baba Kama, it could be in Baba Metzia, it could be in Ramban and Chumash, it could be in Iran, it could be in a tour. It's not, there is a specific Chelek HaTorah that the Pshat Soid. But Soid that we're talking about, that Shaykh to everybody, is a Chelek, is a dimension in Talmud Torah. A person who learned and learned and learned, didn't put in the effort, the Arvanya and the Ashkar, to ever be Oymir on an Akuda that's his and his only, it is lacking a part of Torah, and a vital part of Torah that the Arizal says somewhere along the line he's going to have to make up for it. A person who was never trained the tam of a Yediyah and a Havana and a Svara that loy levadei, that only he's shayach to it, then the person is a chasa, he's a balmum. And in Netzach he has no makom unless he's mashmit, like he'd be missing a mitzvah esed eraisa. And we're not talking about a type of svara that a person can't be master because it's lacking in klarkeit, because he didn't work on it enough before he got the pshat. That's nothing. That's the dimyonim. We're talking about somebody that's omel and pshat, and omel and havana, and in drush, and finally the point after that, when the person gets to an akud of havana, that's his own tfisa, that's shayach to oilam asoy. That's side of Torah. The Rambam says, when he speaks about learning Lishma, the Rambam says that you're supposed to, Shalei Lishma is definitely the beginning of the Mahalach, and a person is supposed to do it Shalei Lishma, and so on. And then it says, Yechidei Skula, if you see they're ready for it, you megala the side of Lishma to them. The Rambam calls it a Gilu side, because in that Chelik of Torah, it's not Shayach the Pagam of Shalei Lishma. The chelik of Torah that you share with other people, it's shayach for covet, it's shayach for this. It's shalei lishma functions in the world that's shayach to other people. The chelik of Torah that loy levadei, the chelik of Torah that only his nefesh is oimed on it, is only shayach lishma. So the Rambam says the gilui of soid of Torah in mitzad koyachas nefesh is learning lishma. So if there's a day in the year when there is a skula to have an egiya in the Torah of Shimon Yechoi, Reb Shimon Yechoi's Torah is Ayin Lo Tishurecha. Oilam Asoid, no outside eye ever looks into someone else's Torah Asoid. And therefore, Reb Shimon Yechoi, whose Torah Asoid bat Musa, Ayin Lo Tishurecha. That's true. Reb Shimon Yechoi's Torah is Kanisa Hoidcha Vadarecha. It's the Torah's Hoid that gives a person the Yoifi that tells people Al Tigash Haloim, it's beyond you. But every single person himself, in his world of Torah, has a Chelek of Soid. His world of Torah, the Chelek of Soid is after a person has gotten the Klarkeit Inyan, after a person has worked out the Tzadim and seen it, and the person's amelus goes weiter, the person carves is another shtickle. He gets to a point that he himself. Every soid is a chelik of the nefesh, and every single person has that chelik in his nefesh. And it's part of the avodas adam that one nekuda of negiah, and that chelik of a Torah he must have, or else he's a chasa. And that's why Rav Shimon Yochai's Torah soid with a capital samach, the soid itself, I ain't like the shrecha. It's beyond us, and it's not shayach to us. But Ashrei Om Yodei Tzedecha, the fact that Klal Yisrael has in itself, every single person has a soid that's his. And in that soid, a person is kind of his world. A person, the tipas b'yoy of his, that's not nichtav, gives him a hoid. That's the makom where a person is l'shma. And that's the chelik that we have left over from his giluyim. That even though his personal giluyim, it's ayin leit yisherecha, no eye can look at it, it's overbearing, the hoid blinds a person. Every person, his chelik, has his oimik, his lishma, his soid, and ashrei om leit yisherecha.